Hey, did you sleep in on...
When's Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
No, you should worry, because some of us don't know what day it is.
To be fair, we just recorded something for Wednesday, and you were going, what were you doing that thing? You were like, Wednesday.
Yeah, I was pretending to climb over the hump.
Yeah, because anyway, we were doing something for Wednesday, and now we're doing this for Tuesday. It's very confusing in radio.
It's Tuesday, mate. You right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Will you tell everyone what's on the things?
Okay. I can't remember.
I can know what's on the podcast. You know what day it is. That's why we're a great team.
I'm just the day guy. Yeah. I'm the day guy.
So what day is it?
Today's Tuesday,
you
mate.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now what's on the podcast?
You've got some problems, mate, with your birthday, people messaging you, not sure how to message them back.
Yeah, I don't know what to do because is it too late now? It's the day after my birthday.
Well, I don't even know what day it is, mate, so I can't answer that question. You also mentioned a lady you saw. She was the first time on an escalator.
Yeah, it was exciting. So we asked people what have they recently done for the first time. And we got a lady who, I'll just say, she was in an elevator
for the first time. She was an interesting chat. Also, Wheel of Fortune. We got some sports stories in there.
No, sorry, it's not the Wheel of Fortune. It's the
Wheel of Fortune. Plenty of other good stuff. And then, you know what? I'll say it. It's probably my favorite thing we do on the show.
Which is a nickname. Yeah, it's when we get to know people. Give them a nickname.
Because everyone should have one. I mean, look at us, Jimmy and Nath. Yeah. The name of the show is two nicknames and two quintessential nicknames.
They're not creative.
Well, no, but they're very quintessentially Australian. Because in Australia, all you do is what? You either add a Y or you make it shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So James become Jimmy
and
Nathan's become Nate.
James and Nathan, we should make it that when we're like a lot older.
Yeah, when we're doing like commentary on Triple M for the Olympic Games in our 50s. Well, Nathan, here we are once again.
Okay, Janie, pull down the pet. No, okay.
Happy birthday, mate.
The big 2-5.
3-0-2-5. And you know what? Usually you receive gifts on your birthday and you chose to give up smoking. That's, mate, you know, I'm lucky to have you in my life. You're such a positive, uplifting character.
Never smoked.
That's the attitude. I love it.
I've never smoked.
It's May.
You know
it's
what?
It's not smoking.
Even if I did smoke, not once have you ever bought me like a cigarette patch.
Yeah, but that's I'm a terrible person. You know what I mean? Like you're the positive person. You're
but
doing
if
so
you really
many
wanted
things.
Me to do I'm not I'd never smoked, but if you really wanted me to quit,
that's
you wouldn't
thing,
just wait for my birthday.
I don't want you to quit. But you've made this decision. And I'm supporting
quit.
Your decision.
I've never
Happy
smoked.
Birthday, mate.
Never
well
smoked.
Done.
Birthdays are fun, aren't they? The one thing that I don't find overly fun, I mean, it's nice, but it's not overly fun, is the birthday messages.
Yeah.
Not because they're nasty or I don't get enough. It's just your life. People think your life stops when it's your birthday and you've got time to reply to every single message.
Mm.
Like I'm talking, you get text messages, phone calls, Facebook messages, every kind
Instagram,
of message.
Yeah, they're hitting you up everywhere.
And they just keep going.
It's hard to be so loved, isn't it, mate?
It's like, no, this is great. It's lovely. It's lovely I'm getting these messages and that kind of thing. But
this is why I'm such an angry person and I've limited my friendship group because it's easy for me to reply on my birthday.
Well, well,
I send two messages back. thanks, Mum. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Nate. But here's my problem, and you've just addressed it. I don't have time to reply to them all.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've kind of picked a select few, girlfriend, mum, dad, auntie, because my young cousin FaceTimed me, had to reply to that kind of thing. But there's a lot that I haven't replied to.
Yeah.
Is it too late now to reply? It's a day past.
No. But depends what social media platform. I think if someone goes out of their way to send you a text message, you have to reply to the text message.
Well, because there's text messages I haven't replied to.
Yeah, well, you can reply a day later.
Mm. So that's fine.
That's fine. Well, because I think text messages are personal. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't reply to the Facebook posts.
Because they're public. Everybody can see them. It's more like, oh, yeah, look, he's got another friend.
And
he said happy
don't
birthday.
Get me started on the HB.
Or HBD.
Yeah, like, just don't write anything.
Mm.
Like, you haven't gone to any... Facebook's giving you a notification. Oh, it's Nathan Roy's birthday. HB, XX, enter. You've done nothing.
Okay, well, you say text messages are personal. Yeah. I've got a few, and it's probably three. I'm not going to name names, but I've got a... Actually, I probably can because they're not going to be listening. I've got a few happy birthday text messages, and the reason I haven't replied is because the last time they texted me...
Okay.
...was a year ago for my birthday.
It's interesting.
See, I got the happy birthday, Nate. Have a great day. Literally 365 days before that was my last text.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Nate. Have a great day.
See, that's where you got to start questioning the people in your life.
Mm.
Like, what is that person bring into your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're not speaking to them for a whole year, I don't think you need them in your life anymore. Because when I was younger, I was nicer and I was filled with joy. Yeah. the years have twisted me and made me angry. And I used to have that. You used to have they're done. Just delete them from your life.
So just delete them from my life.
Yeah, well, you haven't spoken to them in a year.
Well, Nan's more of a caller. That's why.
Hey, Nath, to celebrate the $500 cash that we're giving to our hit VIPs to spend at Nike, I thought we could play a little game. Mm-hmm. Now, we do know that Nike is the goddess of victory. And I did some research. It is pronounced Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Nike. So...
Or Nike. Depends where you're from.
No, well, I mean, it is words. It's not... You don't get to say... What's an example? Okay, because... That's mm-hmm. how you pronounce because. You don't get to go, because.
No one says because.
But that's every word has a way to be said.
Yeah, I have people can say words.
I have the phonetic spelling of Nike. It's N-I-K-E-Y, K-E-Y, Nike.
I'm still calling it Nike.
Let's play the Greek God game. All right, how this is work, Nathan. I'll give you a Greek God, and then you just got to tell me what they're the god of.
Okay.
Now, in case you don't know what this god is, like, because you can't remember, because radio, I've got a visual description, so I'll describe what they look like.
Okay, but no options.
No options, no.
No options, okay.
So the first god, classic one, it's Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember him wears a bathrobe. He's got a little
bathrobe.
Neatly trimmed grey beard,
yep.
Stormy eyes, and a very large lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Old Zeus.
He is the god of thunder, I believe. Or just the god of gods. No?
Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah, he's the god of the sky. God of the sky. That's why he's up in the sky.
Thunder's in the sky.
It's not. There's fish in the ocean.
It's actually, it's Zeus as well. It's not Zeus.
Oh, I've got the phonetic. Oh, this is what this is going to become. Yeah, how Nath butchers the English language. Next up, Poseidon. Oh, sorry, how do you say that?
Poseidon. Don't be stupid. Poseidon is the god of the ocean, god of the seas, isn't he?
He wears an Hawaiian shirt, shorts, flip-flops, and he has a three-pointed trident. He is god of the sea. Well done. All right, finally, Athena. Athena. Dark hair, grey eyes,
yep.
Casual yet fashionable clothing, except when she's going into battle, and she's accompanied by at least one owl. She always has an owl.
An owl?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just Googled Greek gods. Oh. Came up. She always has an owl with her.
Always got an owl with her.
God of the owls.
I feel like... Yeah, I feel like, I mean, if you're a god, you can kind of pick whatever animal you want. I wouldn't go owl.
Well, maybe everyone had chosen. She was last.
I mean, but that an owl's nocturnal. Does that mean Athena can only go out at night?
Yep, she's a god of night.
Well, she got the raw end, didn't she?
She didn't get a fair shake of the sauce bottle. What is Athena?
She is Aphrodite's love.
Yep.
So I think...
Didn't ask you what Aphrodite is a god of.
Athena, she's not war. It's like alcohol? No.
That's why she's got the owl. Nighttime.
She is the god Athena. Athena. Oh, come on. What's she the god of?
I don't know. I'm asking you, mate.
I get this.
Athena.
Can I have a little bit more?
I'll read the description again. Yeah. Dark hair, grey eyes, casual yet fashionable clothing, except when she's going into battle. And she's always accompanied by at least one owl.
God of war?
God of war!
Oh, look out!
Two out of three ain't bad, mate.
Yeah. And it's Athena.
Athena. Sorry, mate.
What did you recently do?
For the first time.
The reason I bring this up, Jim, is over the weekend I went shopping with my girlfriend for my birthday. She took me shopping for some sunglasses, and I experienced something quite astounding.
Sorry, I'm sorry to stop you, but...
Yes.
So she took you shopping for the gift she was going to give you?
Yeah, because it was sunglasses, and it's a personal taste, sunglasses.
Okay, yeah, no, I kind of get it. But wouldn't you rather... So did you get them then and there, or did she gift them to you and you opened them up later?
I opened them up later, yeah.
Okay, that's all right.
It was, she wanted to see them on me.
Okay, no, that's fine. I just feel like it's not very personal to shop with a gift and then be like, all right, there you go, mate.
Have a good one. See you later. Keep the receipt. See you later. And yeah, well, she didn't even watch me. I wasn't even allowed to stand there while she paid for them either.
Okay. Yes.
I wasn't allowed to know the price.
But wouldn't you have seen them when you tried them on? They have a little price.
I knew what it was. I didn't tell her.
Oh, I love you, girlfriend. She's great. Great girl.
We were shopping in the shopping centre and I experienced something pretty astounding. I watched a woman go on an escalator for the very first time.
Okay, so...
She had never been on an escalator before. The reason I knew this was because...
How old was she?
She would have been in her 50s.
Whoa.
In her 50s, yeah. Never been on one.
That's impressive in itself that you've managed to get to 50 and never be on an escalator.
The reason I knew she'd never been on one before is because it was quite busy in the shopping centre. You can tell when something's going on in the escalator because there's a bank up of people. Normally it's a steady flow.
Well, that's what they're designed for.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, either the escalator's off or something's happened.
Yep.
And I walked to the front, like, what's going on? And there was this woman and she was very much struggling to get on the escalator.
Okay.
Because it was the first time. She was kind of, you know how you hold onto the handle and your body goes but you haven't moved your feet?
Okay, so if a feet are on land and hands are out at sea.
Yeah, so it's exactly what happened. And then I think it was her daughter that was with her and her daughter's like, oh, I'm so sorry, everybody. This is the first time she's ever been on an escalator.
Okay.
And it got me thinking, do you remember the first time you've ever been on an escalator?
Oh, no, I honestly...
I actually don't. But apparently there's, like, a lot of people have fears of escalators. Like, our boss, Sweet Sheila Philly, he said his mum was scared of escalators for a period of time because they're moving all the time, there's teeth on them.
I mean, they're moving stairs. They're not. You mean they're not?
But
They're not a shark in the water. It's hard to have a fear of escalators. But I mean, what's it gonna?
I remember as a kid, I used to be scared that if my laces were undone and I was on an escalator, I'm like, oh, it's gonna suck me in.
Oh, well, see, I grew up in a small country town, so I wouldn't have seen an escalator because all our buildings were some were two story, but there's stairs. There's not escalators, and we didn't have like a shopping center, so I wouldn't have seen escalators till I was much older, but.
Oh, so then maybe you can remember. You still can't remember the first time?
Well, I still can't. Well, because I think, like, it just made sense to me. I saw it and went, oh, moving stairs.
So you didn't struggle. So you got it straight away.
Yeah, I used to like, you know, let my feet touch the bit where it goes down. Like, I thought I would try and grab my shoes. That would be funny.
Oh, no, don't. Yeah. That was my fear.
And I'd, like, dangle my shoelaces near it.
Oh,
and,
stop!
Yeah.
No!
I,
no!
Well,
stop.
I mean... People say, oh, aren't you worried you get sucked down? I'm like, it's simple physics. I can't fit in that little bit.
If you were small, mate, you never know.
Yeah, if I was an ant.
Could suck you in there.
If I was Ant-Man.
What did you do? For the first time. What have you recently done for the first time, Jim? Because I was in a shopping centre with my girlfriend the other day and I witnessed a woman using an escalator for the very first time. She was nervous. Her body went first before her feet because she was holding onto the side.
Feet on the land, hands on the sea, goes the old saying of the escalator.
What? You just made that up.
Yeah, well.
It's a weird thing.
Sounded real.
Joe, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Joe, have you done something recently for the first time?
I have. I got into an elevator for the first time by myself.
Oh, wow.
34 years.
Wow. An elevator. Now, these aren't escalators, as I learned yesterday. Elevators are the little box that go up and down, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very claustrophobic boxes. Very.
So Joe, the tone of your voice, you have a fear of elevators?
Yeah, always had a fear. I used to scream and carry on and cry when I used to have to go up them with my parents or other people.
Oh, really?
And when I was pregnant with all my kids, I used to have to ring the man on reception at the Royal and he used to come down the elevator and go back up with me. And then you used to have to come back down again when I was leaving.
Wow.
I just could not get in by myself. But the other day, I waited and waited. It was for a different appointment. And nobody came. So I thought, right, I can do this. And I got in there. And it was the longest, probably 30 seconds of my life. It was horrible. I was like... having some sort of attack in the corner, but I got there.
So, Joe, when you went in for this for the first time, was it planned or you just got there and there was no one around, so you had to face your fears?
There was nobody there, so I just had to do it, and I don't think I'll ever do it again.
Joe,
it was
horrible. Was there some calming elevator music in there?
No, there was nothing.
Oh.
It was just a very claustrophobic box with no air.
And, Joe, would you do it again? Will you go in by yourself or...?
Never again?
Well, you've done it now.
Again.
You don't need to do it again. You've faced your fears.
I nearly needed a paramedic by the time I got at the top.
Joe, what if... Okay, let's just... A little bit of a scenario here.
Say next time we'll have Nate at the top ready to give mouth-to-mouth.
Joe, say we're in an elevator right now and you hear this. Some nice little elevator music. Would that calm you a little bit?
Not at all.
Okay.
Back to plan A. Nate at the top, ready to give mouth to mouth.
It's time for everyone's favourite game show. Men, women and children from all around Australia gather around their radios for Jimmy and Nate's
Wheel of Sport.
Oh, yeah. Jim, this is your chance to tell us about the fun tidbits of gold and sport. Aside from the scores and stats, you put some sports on a wheel, whatever it lands on, we chat about.
Just looking at some of the sports on the wheel. There's some doozies, mate.
What's on there? Doozies. I can't see it.
None of your business.
What do we got?
NFL.
NFL.
The old gridiron.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because well, the sport's gridiron.
Yeah.
But NFL is the national football. That's the league's name.
Do they call it gridiron in the States? No.
No, they just call it football.
Yeah. Football.
Yeah, we're going to play some football.
Football. Throw pigskin around.
We're going out the back, throw some pigskin. Let's get the football. look, the Philadelphia Eagles, they have drafted Australian rugby league player Jordan Melitada. Leader.
Sounds super Aussie.
I believe he's a Samoan.
Right, okay.
But he is born and raised here in Australia. They selected him 233rd in the draft, but he's never played.
He's never played again. They do this a lot. They back the athlete.
Yes,
they?
So they're saying he's a big athlete. He used to play for the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Oh, the Bunnies.
Which Russell Crowe. A famous actor Russell Crowe owns, or used to own, I can't believe.
No, I think he still owns him. Yeah.
But even he tweeted out and he said, Jordan to the Philly Eagles. Congrats, Jordan. Keep going from strength to strength.
Oh, so he's got Rusty's backing.
Yeah, Rusty's a big fan.
That's cool. How much does this guy weigh?
Is he so he's 6'8" and he's 150 kilos.
So he's a bus.
He's a big, big boy. They're still not sure exactly what position he'll play, but I just find it interesting because he's guaranteed money now.
Yeah, like he's guaranteed like 600 grand or something?
Yeah, it's 600 grand for a year, for I think 2 or 3 years.
And he doesn't even know what he's doing.
But he may never play. He may never play, and he just may get this money. So if you're listening and you're big and strong, try and get yourself over there somehow. There's
and
money
also, if you're listening, Mum and Dad, why didn't you make me bigger? Why couldn't I be bigger?
I gotta find someone to mate with to get a genetic human.
To mate with?
Well, my girlfriend Courtney's like tiny, and I'm
gonna,
tiny.
You're gonna have the smallest kids. Man.
Our kid's gonna be
Oompa Loompas.
Hey, you know what? They made a lot of money in those Willy Wonka movies. Oh, good gear. Surfing.
Oh, surfing.
Everyone's going surfing.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on, fire with me.
Yes, Brazilian surfer Rodrigo Coxa. Rodrigo Coxa.
Coxa.
Rodrigo Coxa. He rode the world's biggest wave, the largest ever recorded wave.
I saw this.
Now, I know about this, Nath, because I've boogie boarded some 4-footers in my time.
No, you haven't.
I have. Okay, I've boogie boarded some 1-footers.
Yeah, we're in the lake that you grew up at.
I've been out in the tinny on the river. How big do you think this thing is? Before I tell you, how big do you think this world record, the largest record wave?
Well, the record before that was like 70 foot or something, wasn't it?
Yes, so I correct. Think, so I this think, is bigger than 70 foot.
Wait,
what do you want to lock in?
80 feet?
80 foot!
80 foot!
Yeah, 24.4 metres tall this thing was, and Rodrigo Coxa successfully rode it in.
And I tell you what, it's funny. So 80 foot,
yep.
That's still not as big as that NFL player. A
lot taller than me and my girlfriend, though, apparently, and our Oompa Loompa children.
13, 12, 16. What celebrity did you meet? Did you have a...
celebrity encounter.
Yes, a bunch of people on Twitter, Nath, they're sharing their encounters with celebrities. Some of these involve, here's one from Kate. She said, Tom Selleck came into my candy store I work to buy a milkshake. I said, you're tall. He said, your hair's pink. Then he left.
Celebrity Tom encounter.
I ran into Seal once, Kissed by a Rose.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Well, I saw him and you know when you recognise someone but you can't figure out where you know him from?
Right.
And I was like, where do I know this tall black man from? And I was like, oh, that's Seal. And then I was walking towards him. I was like, hey, Seal. And he went, hey.
Oh, cool.
That was it.
And that was it. And then we just kept walking. Did he have anyone else around him? No.
No, there were some people nearby. He was waiting at a fish and chip shop, what I assume for fish and chips.
Or but, Seal.
Yeah. Seals love fish.
Peter, did you have a celebrity encounter?
Yeah, I met up with Darren Criss in Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica?
Darren Criss. And did you say good day?
Yeah, I talked to him for a bit. He'd like to stay. I wanted to come here, so...
Oh, really? Has he been down to Hobart?
No, he hasn't been to Australia.
So he
still hasn't been.
Was he nice? Was he a nice bloke?
Yeah, he was very down to earth. He was in that... is in Glee and he's been in Versace Murder or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, he's a really good looking rooster. I think he did a modelling campaign the other day.
I don't know. I don't follow him, but
I just chat to him.
There you go, celebrity encounter.
Hayden from Carlton Beach, did you have a celebrity encounter, Hayden?
Yeah, I met Nick Riewoldt.
Nick Riewoldt.
Nice
so
one.
Where'd you meet him?
I was at a 40-metre North Hobart Oval.
Okay, so when you went there, Hayden, did you know Nick was going to be there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so okay.
It's kind of a cheating celebrity encounter.
I mean, look, you did encounter him, but I'm going to say you planned to go meet him, though, didn't you?
You sort of, yeah.
Unless you were... so you weren't accidentally walking past the field or anything?
Nah.
Okay, I'll give it to you if you're like, maybe you went to the bathroom and then you bumped into him. You're like, oh, Nick, how are you? Did that happen?
Nah, unfortunately no, but something did happen.
What happened?
Yeah, we played this footy dodgeball game and he actually kicked the ball into my head.
Yeah, that works.
That's an encounter.
Robbie from Old Beach, did you have a celebrity encounter, Robbie?
Yeah, with Justin Bieber.
No,
that's massive.
Yeah.
So to talk to us, what happened? Where were you?
So I was in Sydney when he was on his world tour and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, he walked past me and your security guard was a bit too intimidated to go say hi. He was quite a big boy, the security guard.
Yeah.
As they are.
Mm. So he just walked by you. Did you give him like a wave or maybe like a head nod?
Yeah, I gave him, you know, the big like cheeky grin.
Yep.
Oh,
did he smile back?
Yeah, I've got a smile back.
Yes, that's a celebrity encounter.
That's a celebrity encounter.
Wow.
Bobby, you can tell people you're close personal friends with Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, always.
It's recently been revealed that Barbie...
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
...has had a middle name and a last name for the last 60 years. It's not just Barbie, mate. She has been known as Barbara Millicent Roberts. She has a full three names.
Why don't they put that on the packaging?
That's the thing. They don't.
I didn't know that.
It's nowhere.
How do you know that?
Well, because of the article.
Okay.
I saw an article. I'm just not a big Barbie fan.
I wonder what you do when you go into your room and you shut your door. What are you doing in there, Nate? Playing Barbie.
I did have action figures, though. I had Action Man and that kind of stuff.
Careful, I thought you were about to say you had Barbies.
Oh, I used to play, but the Barbie was always my damsel in distress.
So you know, had a Barbie?
Set up scenes. Oh, my sister had a Barbie.
Mm, all right, mate. Now
no, it's got involved.
Changing your story now. Went from having a Barbie to not having a Barbie. All right, it's all right.
So apparently Barbara Millicent Roberts was shortened to Barbie because it was a more convenient nickname.
Yeah, definitely.
More marketable. I mean, not many people are going to go, oh, quick, let's get the Barbara Millicent Roberts doll, you know?
Yeah, how long? Do we have an age of Barbie?
Barbie's in 60.
60, okay, yeah. So that makes sense.
I mean, she looks great for 60.
No, but I'm saying like a 60-year-old's name is Barbara.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
that's
if
true.
She's been around for that long, yeah, then that name would have made sense when she was a child. Oh, what do we call this young plastic doll? Oh, I'm going to think Barbara. Yeah, makes sense.
Do you think if they kept it as Barbara, then more kids will be called Barbara at this point?
Well, I mean, I don't know anyone called Barbie.
Yeah, actually, I don't know any Barbies either.
Yeah, I've never met a Barbie.
Mm. Why do dolls even need a full name? Like, why does it need to be Barbara Millicent Roberts?
Oh, I mean, I haven't read the article. Is there a reason?
There's no reason.
So
that
they just
that
said,
was just what its name was.
They just said, hey, this was the name. It changed to Barbie.
Yeah.
Thanks for reading.
Yeah.
Go buy one.
Go to Mattel and buy another one.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Jim, something you and I are really big on. What is it?
Barbies.
No.
Oh, no, sorry, that's just you. Nicknames.
Yeah. Yeah.
Name,
you got me.
We can give one to you, say.
Well, I'd love you to give me a nickname.
Much like a Barbara Millicent Roberts was nicknamed Barbie and that stuck, Jimmy and I, we're big on nicknames. We think everybody deserves a nickname. So what we want to do, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. If you want a nickname, we'll get to know you. We'll ask a few questions and then we'll give you a nickname. Now, you don't have to take it. You don't have to accept it.
Yeah, okay. So, and this is, you may, because everyone should have one, but you should also have one you like.
Mm.
So you may not have a nickname. Call us. We'll get you one. You may have a nickname and you don't like it. Mm. We can also flip that around. We can give you something new.
You can replace it. Something fresh. Do you want a nickname?
A nickname. We can give one to you, say.
Boys, I'd love you to give me a nickname.
Yeah, Jim, we're big believers in nicknames. We think everybody deserves one. So this is where we get to know somebody and give them a nickname. Now, they may already have one, they may not have one, but this is your opportunity.
Yeah, you should have a nickname you like. So that's what we're here. We're here to help.
Bonnie from Sorrel. Welcome to the show, Bon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are fantastic. Now, Bonnie, the first question is, do you already have a nickname?
I'm not really. You just called me Bono, so is that what you're going to give me?
No, we're better than that. We are better than that.
All right, so
that's
so,
a mere shortening. Okay, that's what
so,
that is.
So, Bonnie, you haven't got a nickname. Tell us a bit about yourself. What do you like to do? What do you like to do for fun?
I play netball on the weekend.
Netball, nice. A big netball person.
What position are you, Bonnie? Out of interest,
I'm centre.
Oh, centre.
So you run everywhere.
You're the you're the most important person in the team. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What about for work, Bonnie? What do you do for work?
I'm a hairdresser.
Okay. Because this is a bit of a random question, Bonnie, but hey, we love random questions here. Are you a hygienic person? I mean, you're a hairdresser, so I'm going to guess yes.
Yeah.
So you're big on like washing your hands all the time, keeping things clean?
Yep.
Okay.
Bonnie, do you like movies? Are you a movie person?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, loves movies. Okay.
Right. Bonnie, if you could describe yourself in one word, what would that word be?
I just got told energetic.
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 Okay. All right.
All right. Nath, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I think I'm ready, Bonnie. Now, yep. Just remembering, both Jimmy and I will have a nickname for you. You can say no to both, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Bonnie, just going through some of your answers, you're a netball player, you're a hairdresser, and you said you're hygienic. So I think the perfect nickname for you would be... the hairnet. Hairdresser, netball, hygienic.
Okay. Bonnie, before you say yes or no, I want you to hear mine as well. So we've got is it the hairnet, Nath?
It's the hairnet.
It's the hairnet, okay. Yeah. Bonnie, for you, I'm thinking. Now, you play netball, you're the captain. Captain is important. Centre, okay. See, I'm seeing something there. Now, a hairdresser, important hair. What am I thinking? I'm thinking Thor. Thor had good hair, but he's cut his hair, so he got rid of it. Who's Thor's partner? Thor's partner is Elsa. Elsa's a good-looking person, probably likes netball. What's Elsa also in? Elsa's in Frozen. Frozen, okay, Bonnie. Bonnie likes movies. Frozen, Bonnie, BF, the BF. Your nickname's the BF.
Didn't even do a drum roll.
All right, give me a drum roll.
Hang on, ready?
Bonnie, your nickname, the BF.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so your options are...
You can be honest, Bonnie.
Your options are... Mine had a lot more thought into it, just want to say. You had the BF and the hairnet.
So you can say no to both, or you can say yes to one of them. Bonnie, what is it?
I think I'm going to go with the hairnet.
There she is. Put her on and be hygienic and play netball and cut it afterwards, I guess.
Thank you.
Nath, before we jump out of here for everyone's Tuesday morning, just a friendly reminder, it was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you,
Now, you know, 30 years old, you quit smoking. It was a big day for you.
Never smoked.
But we were discussing on the show whether I should get you... a birthday present or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put up an Instagram poll. The final result was 85% of people said I should get you a gift. Now, yesterday after the show, do you want to tell everyone what I did?
Yeah, you did. You bought me brekkie.
Yeah.
You bought me a bacon egg wrap and a coffee.
And a coffee.
Very sweet of you.
Now, I told that to a few people and they said that's not good enough as a gift.
Oh,
that's
really?
Just food.
That's
yeah.
harsh. I was loving it. You know the weight of my heart.
I thought, you know, you love food. You're a big guy. You're 120 kilos.
96. Never smoked and 25 years old.
Wait, you don't know yourself at all. So I've got you a gift. I've actually got you something. So it's in this little bag here.
Oh, nice.
It's soft, so I'm going to throw it so you just want to step away from
just,
the desk.
You know, be careful of the buttons. It's the show.
So I'll throw you this. Look, before I give it to you, I've put a lot of thought into this. I called up a big fan of the show. He helped me pull some strings, but I really think you're going to enjoy this gift. Okay, you ready?
Over.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, great throw. Let's have a look.
Okay, so happy birthday, mate. I know you really wanted one of these. So I've pulled some strings.
Okay, Jimmy has got me something that I already technically own.
Well, you know what? You left it here on Friday, so I've...
Yeah, to protect it, and just because I left it, I leave my house every day. You don't put wrapping paper on my bed.
Yeah, well, I might when you get home.
It's a Stay Chatty jumper. Thank you very much, Mitch McPherson.
Yeah, me and Mitchy got together. We got you a Stay Chatty hoodie. We know you wanted one. You've been complaining about it for weeks. So, yeah, you go, mate. I got it for you.
But, hey, you know what? I didn't have this bag before. So.
No, I need a bag back.
You can't take it back.
Well, no, the bag wasn't the gift.
No, it is, mate. You've given it to me.
No, I gave you the hoodie. I didn't give you the bag.
When you give someone a present, you don't ask for the wrapping paper back.
I always do. I'm notorious for it. They go, Jimmy, he gives you a gift, and he asks for the wrapping paper back.
Mason, welcome.
I wouldn't mind a bag.
You, are you on the bag, dude?
Yeah, can I have the bag?
Well, I know what I'll be getting you next year.
Do you know what? You said when you threw in the bag and it was something soft in there, you always know when you feel a present and it's soft, you just straight away, you know, clothes.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, you know? I would have liked something a bit more expensive.
Even before you open it, you already know you want something more expensive, right? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Clothes can be expensive.
Yeah, well, that's
what you know what I mean? Like, some jeans are $300.
Yeah, but that's not.
You got that Mitchie for free. McPherson, if you're listening, Nace, questioning the quality of your products price.
No.
You know what? Give me the hoodie back. Give me the hoodie back. We're getting out of here. We're done.
The Jimmy and Nace catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.